pretty hot, Molly. Oh, hi. Hi, it's you. Oh, I hope you're glad you came over because we're having a heat wave. Oh, we're so hot. Oh, well, we can barely even move or wave even. See? We're just trying to stay cool. Well, maybe we have one of those inside the couch. I don't know. You want me to look? Oh, okay. Ugh. You know, I'd only do this for you. Anymore. Do you, Molly? Do you believe? You do? Well, do you think winter will ever come again? I sure hope it comes soon because I am so hot. Oh, look at this. Well, this looks cool. Looks very promising indeed, right, Molly? Really cool. This is so much better and so much cooler. Oh, Miss Molly, could you please get me a tall glass of cool, cool water? Excuse me? Good golly, Miss Molly. Well, you don't have to get mad at me just because I'm thirsty. Sometimes Molly can be a real hothead, like today. Oh, I know. That's okay, Molly. It's because it's so hot. Well, you can't help it. Hey, let's think our coolest thoughts in the whole wide world, okay? That should cool us off. You can too. Our coolest thoughts. Okay, let's see. I'm thinking of... Oh, I know. Can you guess, Molly? Molly, I'm making a snow angel and pretend snow, see? Okay. Your turn. A snowflake. One snowflake. One teeny tiny itsy witsy snowflake? Well, gee, Molly, we're trying to cool down here. One snowflake isn't gonna go very far between the two of us. Can't you do any better than that? Okay, I'll just wait for it. Coming! Oh, lots of snowflakes, lots and lots of snowflakes. Yes, much better, Molly. Much cooler. Oh, it's working. More, Molly. More. Give me more, Molly. Oh, this is great. That's it. Oh, I'm getting much cooler now. Oh, yes, it's working for sure. Wow. Oh, getting really cool now. Ha! In fact, I'm freezing. Ooh, okay. I think that's enough now, Molly. Oh, dear. Okay, stop, Molly. Please stop. Whew. Wow. Thanks, Molly. Huh. The power of positive thinking. Isn't it something? But now, whew, I'm really cold. Whew, I need to get warm. I'm as cold as an ice cube. I need to warm up. Ooh, brr. I know. My clock rug. Yes, a stretch will warm me up for sure. Huh, I am so smart. Well, stay cool, little dolly. Molly, all warmed up now. Up a what? Oh, Molly, our ice cube tray. No, you shouldn't be sitting on something so cold. Don't you know? It's not healthy for clowns or dolls. I better put this back in the fridge where it belongs before it melts.
Whoa. Buddy.
What?
Nothing. Buddy?
What?
Nothing.
Fuzzy?
What?
Something!
Huh?
Ooh!
Ooh!
Whoa!
But that wastes electricity, and that's not good. Oh, well, what's a clown to do? Hot? Well, no wonder. First, let's take off that hat. Molly, you don't need a hat inside. No, you don't. It's just making you hotter. Take off my own hat! But Molly, I am a clown. Clowns wear hats. Don't you know anything? Well, ishkabibble to you! Oh, Molly, I'm sorry. Look who's a hothead now. Me. Boy, a heat wave sure can make a clown grumpy. Forgive me? Oh, thank you, Molly. Oh, you want it off? Okay. There we go. Oh, boy. We're getting all cranky because it's so hot and stuffy here. Oh, right, Molly? Oh! What's a clown to do? We could go outside. Yeah, let's go outside and visit Granny. Maybe she'll make us some lemonade. I bet she will.
Oi, this heat wave. I'd like to wave goodbye to it. Oi, my bloomers! Oh, so thirsty.
Hello, Granny.
So thirsty, so thirsty.
Oh, yes we are, aren't we, Molly? Oh, did you make any lemonade?
What? Lemonade? No! Flowers don't like lemonade. Every clown knows that.
Of course not, Granny, but, well, Molly and I do. So could you please make some lemonade for us?
What? No! I just can't stop everything to make lemonade. I've got to take care of my poor garden. Don't you know anything?
Sorry, Granny.
Oh, I'm sorry, Lunetka and Molly. Oh, please forgive me. Grumpy Garbanzo. Oy, this heat wave has made me a hothead today.
Oh, I know what you mean. Me too. Even sometimes Molly.
Oh, well, we better stop this cranky clown and doll day right now. You were right. Some lemonade would be a good idea. And some shade. Come on. Here we go. This should do the cool down trick.
Thanks, Granny. Huh? Major Bedhead?
Like it's totally me.
Oh, well, doesn't some clown we know look snazzy today?
The word is cool. Hey, Snicko, my man, put her there. Go high, go low. Whoop, too slow.
Hi, Major Bedhead. I said hi, hello. It's Molly and me. Lunette, over here. Major Bedhead, any deliveries today? Clown Town Courier. Unicycle Clown, a guy with the delivery bag who comes every day, says package for Lunette the Clown. Hey, Bedhead! Aren't you supposed to be working right now?
They were just having some fun, Lunetka. Like clowns and cats are supposed to.
Oh, right. Sorry. I'm just so cranky today, I can't help it. I don't understand why.
Sure you do. It's the heat. It makes us hot-headed. And sometimes forgetful.
Cha, right.
I said, sometimes forgetful.
Ooh, I almost forgot. Hot off the presses. Postcard for Lunette the Clown.
Oh, thank you. Oh, I wonder who it could be from.
Uncle Chester!
Huh. Dear Lunette, I think I'm in one of the coolest places on the planet. Lucky. I wonder where that is.
Well, take a look at me. What do you see? The king of cool is teaching school. No need to shout what it's all about. Just slip and slide and get in the groove and you'll find your cool moves. Whoa. Make your cool moves like me. Like this, like that. Oh yeah! Get in the groove, there's nothing to prove when the king of cool is teaching school. You get a start, cause that's who you are, moving and grooving. Oh yeah, you're improving with your cool moves. Whoa. Love your cool moves, whoa. Class dismissed.
So you can be as cool as me. Oh, yeah. Hugs and squishes, Uncle Chester.
Oh, I forgot. Packet! Lunette! Clown!
Oh, thank you, O Clown Town Courier Extraordinaire! But, what is it?
Ho ho! Looks like a swanky, cranky ice cream maker to me!
Oh.
Ice cream maker? Oh, can we make some ice cream? Oh, please, Granny, please, please say yes. Please say yes, yes, yes. Please.
Sure thing. Why be cranky when you've got ice cream to crank? You know what the best thing is about a hot summer day? It makes ice cream taste better. Mm-hmm. Mm.
Good, Molly?
And gone.
Well, Granny, I think Molly and I should get going. Boy, are we ever full. Thank you so much for the ice cream and the lemonade.
Oh, you're welcome. A little pick-me-up on a hot summer day.
Bye, Major Bedhead. Bye, Snick. Meow. You cool dudes, you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Meow.
Bye. Let's go back to the comfy couch and stay comfy. Is that a cool move, Molly? Good. Feeling better? Great. So what would you like to do next? Go to doll school? Now that's what I call way cool. Come on, let's go.
Today at doll school, Molly that keen dolly is going to learn to count to 10 with a little musical accompaniment by moi, Lunette the Clown. Ahem. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 10! Attention! Molly the doll has counted all the way to 10. What a doll! Molly, are you ever clever? Well, doll school is done for today. Let's get back to the big comfy couch.
Molly, I can always count on you for fun. And now, I think it's time for a story. Want me to read one? Good. Now let's see. Oh, lights, please. Thank you. Ooh, here we go. This story is called The Coldest Night in Clown Town. Once long ago, but not very far away, winter was doing its worst to Clown Town. Icicles hung on everything, on the clock tower, and even on the statue in Clown Town Square. It was cold, very, very cold. It was so cold, no clown wanted to go outside. Clown Town looked like an empty old ghost town covered in snow. A town without clowns. All the clowns just stayed inside, huddled by their little fires, trying to keep warm. They did their best to warm each other up, but nothing seemed to work. In fact, on the coldest night ever in Clown Town, it got so cold, even the fires froze. What could the clowns do? They had to stay warm. One little clown was very tired of being inside all the time. It was no fun. A clown needs to have fun. So she went outside into the coldest night ever in Clown Town. It was cold, but the wind had stopped. Everything was very bright and sparkly. The little clown thought it was very pretty. It was fun to play in. The clowns of Clown Town peeked out of their doors and windows. The little
clown didn't look like she was freezing. She looked like she was frolicking. And she was. Soon all the clowns were frolicking and playing together. The clowns of Clowntown played Ring Around the Rosie all night long and stayed very, very warm because they were moving and laughing and dancing and making mirth on earth on the coldest night in Clowntown. The mayor of Clowntown made a big announcement. He thanked the little clown for reminding all of Clowntown that having fun is important. From then on, there would be a special night on the clown calendar called the Snowball. A night when every clown would go outside and dance in the snow to keep warm. And to keep their hearts full of merriment. The end. Wow, did you like that story, Molly? Me too. Lights, please. I especially like the ring around the rosy part. Ring around the ro... Hey! Who made this big mess? Me? Whew, guess I did, didn't I? How cool is that? Oh, but I guess I better clean it up. It's only fair. So get ready for the 10-second tidy. Ready, set, go! Down, okay, Molly? Time for a little nap. What are you gonna dream about? Winter? Oh, I think I will too. Well, we're gonna have a little snooze now. Hey, maybe you'll visit our dreams. I sure hope so. Well, thanks for coming over. Toodles! Molly, you're the coolest. And the clown jumped over the moon.